Today we're going to visit with Wildlife Division Chief Jeb Williams and talk about the big three, moose, elk, and bighorn sheep. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Jeb, when is the application deadline for the big three?
Well, it's sneaking up on us here. We have a few weeks, but March 24th is the deadline date.
Okay, and how can people apply?
So as has been consistent with the last number of years, it's through the North Dakota Game and Fish Department online system to where you can apply online via the North Dakota Game and Fish Department website.
Let's take each individual species separate, and let's start with elk. How are elk numbers looking this year?
Elk numbers are looking good. We decided to keep everything the same. We'd made some increases here these last couple of years, and so just decided to give it another year to see how things are doing. Did some aerial surveys, able to do some in the western part of the state, kind of in conjunction with our elk research project, and showing that some elk numbers are somewhat stable at this point in time. And so that's why I made the decision this year to keep things where they were last year at 523 licenses.
And that's still pretty high from 10 years, a decade ago.
No doubt. We really have made some increases these last number of years due to elk expansion in the western part of the state. You know, we've talked about this a lot in the past where the south unit of Theodore Roosevelt National Park, in that 2009-2010 range, very high elk numbers that were spreading out, and then of course the reduction that took place in that area. We didn't really know what to expect after that. Well, elk have definitely are utilizing the area outside of the south unit of Theodore Roosevelt National Park on their own, and so the park isn't as much of a factor as it once was, and those numbers are continuing to do quite well out there, which we'll talk about in a little bit, our elk research project, the way that's going as well.
Okay, let's move on to Unit E6, Jeb, the Standing Rock Unit. Explain that.
So it's, probably can't say it's a new thing anymore. We've been at it a few years, but working with Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and providing opportunities in two different ways, and that's through the state. We're, again, putting out 14 licenses, and then Standing Rock puts out their own licenses as well. And so it's just been an effort to try to improve communication, to try to improve the opportunities for hunters in those areas by two different agencies working together with one common goal, and that's the best interest of elk in that area.
Okay, you mentioned elk study. Explain the elk study.
Yeah, a real interesting project and a pretty sizable project that is taking place in the western part of the state, and initially started with 90 elk, a few more than 90 elk actually being collared out there, and put some additional collars on even this past year as well with kind of an expansion of the study. And so just getting some real valuable information about where those elk are spending their time, some survey methodology, and also looking at kind of some social issues as far as the landowner preferential licenses, where these elk are spending the majority of their time, and looking at it in that way to basically show us, the elk are showing us where they're spending their time, and honestly, from a landowner preferential license, who's most deserving of some of those licenses, and so it's helping us guide that path as well.
Okay, so the information is helping us manage those elk.
Oh, no doubt. It's been a wonderful piece of information that we've been receiving here now for the last, going on a couple years here, and we're going to get a lot more information in the next couple years as well.
Okay, let's move on to moose. Seeing moose in areas where we haven't seen moose.
Yeah, they continue to do quite well in North Dakota. And again, we remained the same this year for moose. We've been, for a number of years, I think it was 3 or 4 years in a row where we set the record for moose licenses in the state of North Dakota. And so, we've maybe gotten to the point where we've leveled that off a little bit now. And so we just decided to hold the line again this year and, see how things look next year before we make any decisions as far as whether we increase or decrease again.
And how many licenses available?
474 moose license available, which again is still a really good number of moose licenses if you look traditionally at what North Dakota has issued in the past.
Okay, and there's still a couple units that are closed.
There's no doubt that more of the traditional moose habitat and moose area in North Dakota is not doing well. Like you said, we're seeing the majority of the moose, and where the moose are doing quite well is more in the prairie landscape, which again is an oddity for moose. North Dakota has kind of rewritten the book in that regards anyway, as far as where moose should or shouldn't be. So yeah, some of the more traditional areas in the northeast part of the state where moose were originally at are no longer as abundant and plentiful as they used to be.
Jeb, we always try to tell people there's ways to increase your odds for these once-in-a-lifetime licenses.
Very much so. So when we're talking specifically elk and moose, the odds of drawing for the bull licenses, for the any licenses essentially, are very low. And we get enough applicants, and actually an increasing number of applicants, to where those individuals that are drawing those licenses each year, they're just being replaced by somebody else. And so again, it's an extremely tough draw. We get a lot of questions about bonus points, and statistically we've looked at a lot of different ways, but it doesn't make sense statistically to do a bonus point system with that. But to your question, as far as increasing your odds, as far as drawing a license, is if you look at an antlerless tag for both elk and moose, your odds go up considerably. We've had plenty of years where your odds are better of drawing a cow moose or a cow elk license than they are a whitetail buck in some units, or a mule deer buck in some units as well. And so that's a way to do that. And I get it. I totally understand that we have a lot of people that would love to shoot a bull moose or a bull elk in North Dakota. We all would, but that's just not possible for everybody to do that. So if you want that opportunity to hunt a big critter like that in North Dakota, whether it be an elk or a moose, think about that, the antlerless segment of that, to where you could apply, and your odds are pretty darn good at getting that.
And all of our rules and regulations on our Game and Fish website at gf.nd.gov. But how about this chronic wasting disease regulations?
Yeah, so that continues to be an issue. It's not going away. We try to notify people the best we can as far as chronic wasting disease rules and regulations. And so one of the things so when people are applying for units where chronic wasting disease has been detected in moose units M10 and M11, and then in elk unit E2, they're going to be notified when they're applying for that this is a chronic wasting disease unit. And so there are rules and regulations that prohibit somebody from taking the head and the spinal column out of those units. And so those are important things, and it takes a little bit extra preparation if you are successful in getting that license. But it's another part of the hunting preparation that people need to get used to in North Dakota, because as we do our best to try to lower the risk of chronic wasting disease spreading, it still is. And it's something that people are just going to need to get used to each and every year.
Jeb, bighorn sheep, a little bit different. We've had the same way of applying here the last couple of years, but explain that.
Yeah, so the department waits. The department has been waiting now for 5 years. And, due to the disease outbreak that we had in 2014, is that we made the decision to make sure that population is healthy. And so then when the survey is done in the month of August, then we hold the lottery. And so then that's when we notify those successful individuals. But the application process is still now. So if people want to be a part of that, they still need to do that right now. And then we're able to evaluate the situation much better at a later time during the summer. And again, make sure that everything is healthy, make sure that we can be as accurate as possible on how many licenses to give away, those types of things. So all in all, it's worked out very well.
A lot of great information, Jeb. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.